And so you run around saying that I am brilliant because I have talent on loan from God.
Well, yeah, one arm tied behind, one half my brain tied behind my back.
Half of my brain tied behind my back. Well, that's good. That, he's had both sides of his brain tied behind his back. But the point of that conversation is he could have easily, just as easily said, I whipped God and I got his power, and now that power is my power. That's more powerful than borrowing it from God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so chromosome values in relation to emotions is what you're doing, Bert?
Hypothalamus.
Okay,
feeding and fucking.
Yeah, the four Fs, I've got that. The hypothalamus, which controls the four Fs. Then I have chromosomal values. Why do I have that?
I brought that up when I asked about the ties that bind, and I asked if the ties were the vibrational frequency of the emotions that bind the DNA, and that's when Ion went into the chromosomal reference.
Right, so the frequency, emotions are the frequencies that bind?
To the DNA, yes, and then
right.
That's when Ion went out into the chromosomal reference.
Yeah, those are shading of the emotional bonding.
You balance it right in your body. When you balance it just right, it also can affect the RNA, too. You have new messenger RNA and regular RNA. When your body gets stable, it's kind of like, Bob, do you know what a record is, an LP?
No. Oh, I'm a millennial. We didn't have
There's these vinyl discs. They're normally black, and they got a groove in them, and you put them on this thing, and there's different speeds. There's a 45 and a 33 and a 78.
That's too complicated. Just give me the, what's your point?
So the point is the connection to that vinyl piece of vinyl is a needle. And the needle fits in the grooves, and it reads what they sung into the can and put on the grooves of the plate. The
you can't do that. Who ever thought of that clumsy technology?
I know, but that clumsy technology, that's exactly the technology that this is, what happens. And the recording is only as good as the needle. So if you scratch the record, you're going to get the hiccups and the hiccups and the hiccups and the hiccups and the hiccups. You know, and Pep's decline don't sound as good as she did.
Right. So we finally have a definition of frequencies. They're emotional values?
Yeah, we don't care. It's good.
What do you think, Bert? Frequencies. Every time it was all frequency, they don't think of it as emotion.
Well, see, that's what's wrong with physics is they don't add emotion into their Pythagoreanistic world.
Yeah, that's the visual bias of print-based Gutenberg science. That's McLuhan's point. But now in the electric age, we're more emotional. So you've got these ideologies of emotion and new age blabble that Ion's giving it more technically accurate. But that count? Frequencies are emotions, and they glue particles. You get that, Bert? They glue particles?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that came from, That was what, and that goes back to last week, Bob, when Ion said the ties that bind. That's what's behind that reference.
Mm-hmm. Well, emotion, if you take it anthropomorphically, emotion is all about your blocking and merging with ties between people. How close you are to them, how close you're not to them. That's the ties that bind. It's the emotional frequencies are ties that go in and out, back and forth, you know, close, not close.
Mm-hmm.
Bite, flee. So that's sort of, I think people live, they know emotions are important. So everybody lives with understanding the role of emotions. And they're all very sensitive, probably too sensitive. And they don't have a thick skin.
But they don't. They don't.
But wait a minute. They live in them. That's not my point. I'm not saying that. And I'm saying people live it, and they know it instinctively, but they've got scientific print-based jargon that complicates it into objective chemical elements or this and that. And yet everybody lives by emotion. That's what Krishnamurti said. Emotion registers your present. So everybody lives in the present with their emotional things, and that's a quality of matter. But the way the printing press showed this maps on the book, it made it too detached, visually biased, and objective, and the subjective involvement of emotions was forgotten in the scientific age. Whereas primitive people who live total emotion all the time, they're very sensitive to it all.
So, Ion, is covalent bonding involved with frequencies and emotions?
Certainly can be, yes.
Back to science, Bob. None of your wordy words.
Look at that, Carol, the most emotional person on the planet wants to go scientific. Bob's the less emotional on the planet, and I'm promoting emotions. There's the contradiction in humanity.
Okay, so certainly can be. So is it or isn't it? What is the premise here?
No, it's both count. It goes back and forth, blocking and merging. That's the tactile interplay of existence, of being.
Yeah.
And it's registered through emotion.
Very good.
And then the when people have what Ayn calls repose, they get slack. They're not involved in the emotional thing. And if they've got a pretty reposed environment, they don't have too much emotional upset going on.
Right. Cool. I think we got somewhere.
But you see how it's so private? It's just normal human knowledge, right? But the social mortar and the building up of writing scientific lab reports and the books creates this huge unconscious, McLuhan called it, a backlog of non-common sense.
Well, you think of that documentary series we're all watching now, the 6 parts.
Can't get you out of my head.
Okay, so that type of documentary, I think, is designed to try to get to a person's emotions. And what you did when you were watching it, you said, oh, I like the music and I like the images. You didn't get involved with
the emotions because the explanations were wrong about it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, probably he was too emotional. He thought, we need to get more something, recognize the problem here on an emotional basis. I knew that's not a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
But if you bring in this as a ground first, the emotional basis of matter, then you could overlay McLuhan and all that other stuff.
Yeah. It was a very interesting, Bert, when Bob said that, I really clicked on it because that's what a lot of media is trying to do is work your emotions. Look at every song. That's why Zappa satirized the
emotion.
Songs.
Yeah, his statement was he didn't write love lyrics. They made people stupid. He thought the teenage love music screwed up people's expectations from love. Mm-hmm. He said love was a given. You don't need to talk about it. And so he was a relaxed person. He loved people. But it's not something you make a big deal about, get distracted by.
Yeah, if you think he's a detached,
Not detached, he's involved.
Shush, I'm making a statement.
No, it's a wrong statement
if
so far.
If people think he's a detached, dark guy, I have my experience, which I talk about all day and every day, where, he was smiling and happy, and he threw me up in the air.
Yeah, he's very emotional.
Very emotional.
On Carol's level. But the thing is, that's what McLuhan said. The electric media is all emotional, like tribal people built living speech-based tyranny. That's emotional, and the electric age brought that back, and you had this dead period in between with the printing press, which made people very dead, emotional, insensitive, or imbalanced because they didn't know how to register emotions. It was inappropriate to being visually detached. They tried to be detached. They call it a point of view, your opinion. Whereas electric people live emotionally, and you go from the Hitler parades to the streets, and everybody's all emotional, the public speakers, to the Ed Sullivan show with the teenagers. So it's always been emotion in the electric age. And yet people are trained to worship the book and its effect. So they don't have the right perception of the difference between the environments. So you have Kellyanne Screwrop, the one, you know, the one who's a worker for Trump. Her daughter is super emotional. And Kellyanne doesn't know how to deal with it. You get that, Carol? Kellyanne, somebody?
Conway.
Conway, yeah. And her emotional husband. So that explains a lot.
Yeah, Ian also said that because the hypothalamus is going to be exposed to the new environment, that everyone's going to be highly emotional.
He said that.
Everyone's. Yes, yes.
Well, Nicholas just posted, common sense is not that common anymore. Well, the common sense is emotion. There's too much emotion, but nobody explaining what we're just talking about now to clear things up. There's too much confusion based on print-based values, and then people liking or not liking modern emotion. Most people, 70% of the people don't vote. They're living in the emotional world of worshiping their celebrities or their musician heroes or their rappers. That's the way people live today. You know, they're not interested in some stupid old guy like Mitch McConnell. What did Trump say? Dour, stiff, you know, unemotional idiot. They're not listening to that kind of person. He doesn't work.
No.
But he represents an old literate bureaucracy.
Yes. Yes. So, Ian, going back to emotions, just like the underlying theme, you confirmed last week that you're changing emotions, and the question is, are you changing also the higher emotions in ring 9 of the angel diagram?
Yes, we are.
That's an emotional, ring.
Yes,
you're saying
ring 9. Yes, ring 9.
What were
yes.
the characteristics? That's, what were the characteristics of those emotions? Is that where, it was about identity, social identity, like Job?
It comes from, like you said that you outlined a beautiful thing of ring 8 is like your outer kingdom relationship, and then it goes into ring 9, which has the emotions of patience, kindness, not proud,
that's
long-suffering,
Job.
Lack of envy, not rude, not provoked. Yes.
Right, so controlled emotions. Controlling your emotions. Controlling your emotions. Or understanding if things turn against you, you have to remain cool about it, like Job was.
Yeah.
I remember that ring.
So they will change. I am with regarding the change, because there's also, when you and Bob were going over the angel diagram, you also, there was a conversation with you and Bob that the higher emotions are actually frowned upon. Is that still the case? Or is that part of the change?
No, there was a bias in the higher emotions. People live by them. They develop pride and ego around the higher emotions. That was a disservice. See, the emotions are a register of your humanness, but that's your frailty. That's the core of what you have to have a yoga about, your emotional life. And if you lose control, it means you control them without killing them. It's very tricky how to live an emotional life without getting carried away and then find yourself dead on a beach because you got too emotional about something. To quote Minimax, who's just typing stuff here. But you get that? The whole thing is how you control your emotions.
Yes.
Like Roxy was telling me that, you know, these damn neighbors that tried to rip her off and what they're doing, she was sitting there percolating and they're in apartments right next to her and she was saying all this past week she couldn't work, concentrate on her homework for her teaching classes because she had all this anger in her about the situation. That she thought the angels had brought to her because she was doing the keys, but she was pissed off at these people and trying to figure out how to unleash her anger. And so that's a problem, right? Then she couldn't concentrate for almost a week until it subsided. But that's someone who got a lot of new emotions in their new situation. You would say negative emotions, and it's hard to process them.
Yeah. I meant to ask her last week, that was something I wanted to ask her when she was speaking on Tailgate, does she have a plan of how she's going to, you know, deal with maybe seeing them, encountering them in the hallway? Unless they're
well, she does. She meets them in the hallway, and she feels very powerful, thanks to the keys and airs, so she stares at them. And often she'll leave her apartment, and the guy across the way will come out of the apartment and follow her down the steps. So she would stop halfway down. So then he'd stop, and he'd wait till she moved. And then she didn't move, so he had to walk down and walk by her, pretending he was going out. But they got her constantly on surveillance with some plan to do something, you know? So this is very irritating, right? You got these people you know are watching you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other couple who run a DJ cafe in the neighborhood, but they don't get much business, her friends work as waiters for the guys, so she's got friends involved with them. So that's another complexity, but she noticed that those two, the couple, there's no sound anymore. And she's hoping she killed them. Or they ran off.
Mm.
Or the angels killed them. So that's living in emotion, right? But it's not in balance.
Mm.
So when someone raises, like, when people yell at Carolyn for not wearing a mask, that's a new kind of emotion projected at her, and she's got to learn how to deal with that.
What do you mean, I got to learn? I know how to deal with it. I thank them. Thank you.
You also avoid them. Go different routes.
No, it's just since the quarantine, I got so used to walking the path with nobody. Mm-hmm. It was so amazing. And now the you know, stupid people are back. And they're wearing their masks, which I think, you know, makes them sheeple. And I know everybody who's wearing a mask who's going to get a vaccine. And maybe I should celebrate that, okay, they're going to get the vaccine, so they'll be dead, so then the path will be empty again.
Yeah, I did say that Maui's going to have no people pretty soon. He said years ago, there's going to be nobody on Maui, Bob. Now we see how it could happen.
Yeah. Okay,
Hey, Bert, that's the daily drama of cognition or emotion that counts to deal with what's gauging who she's interacting with and how many there are.
Yes, we all have to deal with that now. We, with
well, we have to deal with